From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Iran's government put on an impressive show of strength today on this, the 31st anniversary of the Islamic Revolution. As Iran's president, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, delivered a diatribe against the West, hundreds of thousands of people rallied in support. The government also mustered a big display of police power to prevent significant demonstrations by the opposition. NPR's Mike Schuster is monitoring events from the Persian Gulf city of Dubai.
Today, the government of Iran controlled the streets of Tehran. Many times since last June's disputed presidential election, Iran's government was not able to keep the streets under its control. But on this most important national anniversary, it made sure there would not be a significant challenge to its power. Hundreds of thousands of people rallied in favor of the government in Azadi, or Freedom Square. There they heard President Ahmadinejad slam the U.S., Great Britain, and Israel for seeking, in his view, to control the fate of the Iranian nation. Then he turned to the nuclear issue. Ahmadinejad told the crowd that Iran had produced the first batch of 20% enriched uranium, proclaiming grandly, "We are a nuclear state." It wasn't the first time that Ahmadinejad declared Iran had achieved this status, but this time he seemed especially defiant, warning that Iran could continue enriching uranium to bomb grade if it chose to do so. "Our nation is so courageous that if we want an atomic bomb," Ahmadinejad said, "we will announce it clearly and then create it."
They all know that right now in Natanz, we have the capacity to enrich uranium at high levels. Even right now in Natanz, we have the capacity to enrich above 20, even 80%. But because we have no need, we won't do that.
Iranian state television showed live pictures of the pro-government rally, but it did not show what was going on elsewhere in the city. According to eyewitness accounts, the police and the street militia known as the Basij were out in force, perhaps in the thousands. Nazanin Moshiri, who was reporting in Tehran for Al Jazeera's English-language satellite channel, described the police presence this morning.
"I saw hundreds of riot police, some of them completely dressed in black with riot gear, wielding batons, holding tear gas, some of them wearing green camouflages. I also saw Basiji militia around them as well, on motorcycles, standing next to them. They were clearly preparing for something."
The opposition had announced it would try to bring thousands of its supporters into the streets, and protesters did appear at many strategic points in central Tehran, although not close enough to the government's rally to disrupt it. But by most accounts, the police and militia moved in quickly and decisively to break up the opposition rallies. In some cases, the protesters sought refuge inside Tehran's subway system and continued chanting slogans such as "Death to the dictator" underground. Opposition websites reported that some clashes with the police were quite serious, and they spread to several areas of the city. There were also reports that police opened fire on the protesters. The government's strategy proved effective in depriving the opposition of the momentum, said Siavash Ardalan of the BBC's Persian service.
"What you have here is street battles where the security forces are they prevent the protesters from gathering in one area, so it's very difficult to get an estimation of what the protester numbers were, but it's a case of dispersing them in one area, they gather in another place. But the opposition is finding it very difficult to organize themselves."
Earlier in the day, there were clashes that involved two of the opposition movement's leaders. Mehdi Karoubi, one of the reformist presidential candidates last year, was attacked in his car as he tried to reach a rally. Some windows in his car were broken. There was also an attempt to attack Mohammad Khatami, the former reformist president, but he was unharmed. And once again, the government cut off many of the ways that the opposition communicates with its supporters, blocking the internet, cell phone service, and SMS messaging. The government also apparently blocked most of Google Gmail service in Iran. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Dubai.